Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of What Happened on Fox Street by Tricia Springstubb, performed by Jeannie Stitt. For Kelly, our family's newest reader. The Thinker, Part 1. Fox Street was a dead end. In Mo Wren's opinion, this was only one of many wonderful distinguishing things about it. It was a short street, five houses on either side, smushed close together, but in a nice way, like friendly people in a crowded elevator. A piano player lived here, and a teacher, not to mention a man who fixed things, a woman who worked in a funeral home, and the two best burrito makers in the city. If you thought about it, and Mo did a lot of thinking, just about your every need could be satisfied on Fox Street. There was even a mean, spooky old lady, if ringing doorbells then running away or leaving dead mice in mailboxes was your idea of fun. Paradise Avenue bordered one end and the ravine the other. Mo Wren's house was in the middle, where a heart would be had Fox Street been a person. Sparrows nested under the eaves. This summer, a crop of maple trees had sprouted in the gutters. Nature loved that little house as much as Mo did. She personally had drawn every breath of her life here, having been born a week early and in a great headlong rush in the very kitchen where she now stood, 10 years later, on a boiling June day, fixing her father's lunch. Mr. Wren had a softball game this afternoon, which meant he was in an excellent mood for a change. He sat reading the sports pages.